This is Living the RV Dream, episode 207 for Friday, September 3rd, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world! Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, welcome to the show one more time. Welcome. Let's talk about RVing and this lifestyle... Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me today? This lifestyle that we love so much. And I've obviously had too much coffee, huh? Well, today actually coming to you back from Pelican, from our North Florida Eastern Panhandle retreat here in Taylor County. And I decided to come with Mom this time around. You know, she had seen her on video only. So, you know, she came and we've been touring the area. And, you know, this most remote part of Florida. And I want to talk about it a little bit. But let me tell you a little bit more about this trip. Tomorrow we're going to be going to the Tampa area. We're going to visit some friends, some family. Then we're going to go to a ranch in the Dade City area. And then we're going back to Miami. It's a very short trip. And I haven't filmed all that much, just because we've been here before. And at some point in the winter time, when it's cool and nice, I want to do a more comprehensive video of this whole area, which has a lot to offer, even though not many people know about it. You know, it's not Orlando or Miami or the Emerald Coast or the First Coast, for that matter, you know, like Flagler Beach area, which is, or Daytona. You know, there's so many places around Florida that people talk about. The Big Bend is not one of them. And at some point I want to talk about it, but I want to tell you a little bit about it today, actually. And as you know, as I've been developing this you know, acre of Florida forest that we decided to call Pelicamp, I've done this commute many times. It is a 6.5 hour drive by the GPS, using the fastest, most boring possible route. But it ends up being at least 8 hours, as so you have to stop at least once or twice to go to the bathroom, put gas, especially if you're towing, and eat at least once, you know, and at the halfway point or whatnot. So we spent most of the day yesterday. Yesterday was a Wednesday, actually. Wednesday, because today's, I'm recording this on a Thursday, of course. Yesterday, Wednesday, we spent most of the day on the way here, and then, you know, we explored the area a little bit today. And this area has a whole lot to offer. I wanted to do a lot more, but there's only so much you can do in the morning. And it's very hot. And yesterday weather was pretty bad on the way here, but today is a beautiful day, beautiful sunny day. And when it is sunny, it becomes even hotter, right? Because of the effect of the sun. But of course, you know, I took Mom to see the main town here nearby, you know, which is Perry, which is, you know, it's a standard medium size Florida town, you know, has everything we need if we ever need anything. And of course, there's Tallahassee, an extra hour away, so we could do that. And then I took it to the Suwannee River. Suwannee River, of course, this is a historic river. There have been songs written about it. It's born at the headwaters of the Okeechobee Swamp in Georgia. And it's, I think it's navigable for most of its length. And that's something that I would love to, at some point, someday, maybe soon, actually, if I decide to get a boat, or maybe get together with a couple of people. I know some people like to kayak the river. It's a long way, so I don't know if I want to kayak the whole Suwannee, but definitely a section, or do it in a boat. And we went to Lafayette Blue Springs State Park, which is one of those places where you can see the river. And the river is like, I don't know how many feet above its normal height, you know, depth it is, or whatever you call it. It's like high tide, right? And it's been like that for a while. So the springs are closed for swimming, just because the water is, I guess, contaminated. The river is so high that you can see that where they used to be a boardwalk. Half of the boardwalk, the skirts going down to the spring, are like underwater. It's crazy. But It's a beautiful area. It's a beautiful area. And then we went to Stinhatchee, which is the other medium-sized town here in this area. Stinhatchee is right on the at the mouth of the Stinhatchee River, which is another river in this area, which it also has the Stinhatchee Falls, which I don't know if I've... I showed them to you in one of the videos when we were developing Pelicamp. I think it was one of the videos part of the spring mini season at the beginning, right? Was it? I don't even remember. You know how it is. But I came with mom and I showed her the area, and we had a great time today touring around, and we had some great red snapper at this place called Roy's in Stinhatchee. It's a very picturesque town because it's on the river. There's a lot of marinas and a lot of places where you can see the river, and it's another beautiful river, the Stinhatchee, that's for sure. And of course, this is like the slow season around here. Everything is kind of slow. It's too hot to be outside, and I guess the scalloping season just ended, so there's not a whole lot of people on the water out there. And let me tell you, I thought about putting on my bathing suit because the beach. And we after Stinhatchee, we went to Keaton Beach, and Keaton Beach, the water is warm, and it was very nice. I enjoyed that a lot. I met another viewer, somebody who was working there, actually removing some of the seaweeds. He recognized me, and we chatted for a little bit. So that was great to meet. It's always so great to meet viewers, you guys who listen to, who watch the videos on the road. It's always a treat, and sometimes I don't realize the influence that I have on people who watch the videos, and I guess that's why they call us influencers, right? In any case, I'm gonna keep this one short and simple since we haven't done really all that much lately. And then next week, of course, I believe it's gonna be like around September 10th. We're gonna begin the trek north towards the Hershey RV show, which I don't think I'm gonna do like the whole show. I might do 2 or 3 days. I'm not entirely certain yet. I just wanna meet up with people. We're gonna have a meetup on Thursday at Troig's Brewery. The Thursday of the RV show. Let me look it up here in my calendar, which would be September 16th. And last year we didn't have an RV show, but the year before that, it was a treat to meet so many of you. It was we had a larger turnout than I was expecting, for sure. And that's the idea. I haven't been able to find anywhere to camp, like for full hookups or anything like that. So what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna boondock it for 2 nights at the parking lot. We can rough it for a couple of nights. We probably have enough battery to pull that off. And if not, we'll turn on the generator, right? And then after that, the M21 meetup would be a week after, and that's in Michigan. But after the RV show that weekend and the next couple of days, I want to, of course, go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's a town that I've been meaning to visit for a very, very long time, and I hear it's very, very underrated as far as, because it had this past about, the coal industry and all that. So people still think of it, some people still think of it as an industrial town, and it's, I think it's, everybody who tells me, especially people from Pittsburgh, tells me it's a city that has a lot to offer, and it has the most bridges of any city in the United States, I believe, so that has to be something to see. And the surrounding area called the Pennsylvania Wilds, I hear it's very beautiful, and we kind of saw a little bit of it on our way back from upstate New York. We went through Harrisburg and then south of there, and it was beautiful. It was the beginning of the Appalachian Mountains, and it was a beautiful drive. It was a beautiful drive up from upstate New York. I can't believe we were in upstate New York just a little over a week ago. We're going back in a week. You know, that such is RV life. You know, you have wheels, you have freedom, and you're free in your RV, right? And now let me go through some of your voicemail here real quick as we start wrapping this one up. Actually, I checked and I only have one voicemail. I have two, actually. One is from Dylan, and the audio level is like super low, so I'm not gonna be able to play it back here. And the other one's from a gentleman that hasn't received his CD. Well, by now he probably received it on that last week or 10 days of our trip in upstate New York. It was kind of hectic, so yeah, we didn't get to do any shipping until we got to Miami. But everything should be shipped now. And by the way, if you want to get my music on CD, just go to travelingrobert.com and you can listen to the music right there, actually, for free if you want to, on the website or on your phone, on any browser. But if there's a link, if you want to buy the music on physical media, on a CD, that way you have it forever, and you can rip it to listen to it on your mobile device or your vehicle or whatnot. But you can also buy it online. You know, I'm on Amazon or Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere where you can listen or buy music, I'm there. And, you know, it would be cool if you did that, of course. And many ways, you know, as you know, for now, in the future we might. But for now, I don't have any commercials or any monetization set up here on the podcast. So if you go to travelingrobert.com/support, and there's a support page there. There are many ways to do it. I mean, you can just go through my Amazon links and buy something off Amazon, and I get a little commission. Or if you go to Techno RV, go through my link if you want to buy something from Techno RV. They're such great folks. They have the Berkey water filter. They have the filter. They have tire pressure monitoring systems. And they have the GPS, the RV GPS. They even have like a suction cup so you can put like an antenna or antenna pole or a flagpole or whatnot. They have lots of stuff. Eric and Tammy Johnson, super cool guys. Another way, of course, is Patreon or YouTube memberships, and they have several tiers there. If you support at a $20 tier, you become an executive producer of my videos. And that's something that I want to work on, because I have certain Patreons that have been with me since the very beginning, and I'm thinking of doing like a senior executive producer tier. Not a tier, but just give them the extra recognition, because, you know, so some friends, they have become friends, like this traveler, for example. This traveler was the first patron. He's been with me since 2017. So we might do that. Let me know what you think, if I should start recognizing, you know, giving like a seniority. You know, it's not like an extra recognition. I appreciate each and every one of you, but, you know, the people who have been with me for 4 or 5 years, you know, that's a long term commitment, and I do really appreciate that. Of course, saying, if you don't want to go through Patreon or YouTube membership, which by the way, YouTube takes a good commission out of that, you can do PayPal, and I have 3 PayPal tiers. You know, gold, it should go in order: bronze, silver, and gold. And you can support with those. And I think PayPal is the one that gives me the largest cut. So there you go. And then just buy my merchandise. I'm in the process of changing merchandise stores. I still do business with Teespring. So if you go through the website, it's going to take you to the Teespring store. But if you go through, you know, if you watch my video on the computer and or in the phone, and below the video, you get to see like my T-shirts. You know, it has like a banner with merchandise. If you go through that one, it goes to the new one, which is with Spreadshop, Spreadshirt. They changed the name. It's Spread. This begins with Spread. They have a lot more variety, and I'm able to do caps and other things. You know, I'm still learning the ropes of on how to like do all the designs and all that, but yeah, it looks good. Their products look very good. And that's all I have for you today. If any of you would like to organize a Pittsburgh meetup, that would be a good meetup to have. I know I have a lot of you who watch from Pittsburgh, And the Pittsburgh meetup, the best date would probably be sometime midweek, like on the 21st, 22nd. Maybe the 23rd would be a little too late, because on the 24th we're going to be at the M21 meetup. But let's call it Wednesday, September 22nd, if anybody wants to do a Pittsburgh meetup, organize it, host it, you know, talk to a brewery or a place where we can do it at. Let me know. Send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com. I would really love to do that. And then, of course, after that, the M21 meetup, we're doing the Winnebago Open House. That's an industry-only event that is going to take place over 4 days in Elkhart, Indiana. And then we're going back east, eastern upstate New York, like the Adirondack Mountains and all that. And then we're going to Vermont and New Hampshire. So that's the plan, anyways. And plans change all the time, like they did this time around. Hopefully we'll catch some great fall colors as we approach New England in late September or early October, which I've been reliably informed that Columbus Day is when they peak. So we're going to be there to witness that event, that nature's event. In any case, that's all I've got for you today. I'll talk to you next Friday with a lot more information. Maybe we'll talk about a specific RV topic. And if you have a suggestion, also send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com, and or post it on the Facebook group, or, you know, we have many ways to communicate. But until then, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.